Berkshire County singer-songwriter Wes Buckley released his vinyl record debut this week on a brand new label based in North Adams, Massachusetts. Buckley, 37, is a Berkshire native, and from years of gigging around the county as a solo artist and a hired gun, describes himself as embedded in the community.
I play as a songwriter on my own, play as a guitar player for people and do pickup gigs and use music in a therapeutic way for work as well. So all around 100% Berkshires.
Through teaching, Buckley's music has taken him off the stage and into the lives of a variety of Berkshire populations.
I've done some work with the jail, work with seniors, work for community access to the arts, doing music programming with people with disabilities, and at various area schools.
This week, he released his debut LP as a solo artist.
The record is called The Towering Ground. It has a lot of different meanings, and I can say that one of them was the idea that I recorded it in a basement in Pittsfield, and I thought of the music as just growing right out of the ground and then being offered up.
You try to flag down a train, stop it in its tracks, pour out the bottle, toss the final match.
A lot of what I hear in his sound is some of like my favorite folk artists.
Wesley Nelson is one half of Half a Million Records, the label he runs with his wife, Andrea Belair, along with the Bell Tower Record Store at the NORAD Mill in North Adams. Buckley's debut is also the first LP release for the label.
I hear a lot of Michael Hurley in his music. I also hear a lot of kind of more traditional forms. There's a little bit of like bluegrass influence in some of his stuff. There's some singer-songwriter stuff. I thought that David Crosby, his classic, If I Could Only Remember My Name, I heard some of that in here too. It's just kind of like a wide swath of, I think, folk-based influence on this record, along with just some really stellar songwriting chops.
Early on today, I took the sacred way, drift to my destination. You can walk one way forever changed on the trail to your...
I made a really strong effort to craft pretty concise tunes this time around and really focus on the lyrical content.
Buckley says the songs on The Towering Ground examine the trials and tribulations of the community around him.
There's songs that are about opioid addiction, about loss due to suicide, about income inequality, about technology. There's a lot about technology and just kind of a lot of the issues that are, I think, on a lot of people's minds. But I really liked the idea of constantly pushing those up against and blending them with the what I saw as kind of the macro view or the other side of the coin, that we're, you know, on a planet floating in the middle of nowhere.
Early reviews for Buckley's debut have been positive, with Dusted Magazine describing The Towering Ground as, quote, crackling with giddy, off-kilter energy, and the artist himself as, quote, in on the grand cosmic joke, grinning at you sideways while finding revelation on a dirt path through the woods.
It feels really exciting because being the first LP, I can't imagine that there won't be a second. I like that idea. I'm already thinking, you know.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.